I'm Trevor Castle, continuing our coverage of Pella High's Class 3A Boys State Basketball Championship with a pair of spotlight athlete interviews. We caught up with Parker Elder and Ryan Mace after Pella's semifinal and championship game victories. Let's start first, Thursday night. Following Pella's victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton, I had a chance to catch up with Pella junior Parker Elder. You heard it first live on 92.1 KRLS.
Final score, Pella 46, Sergeant Bluff Luton 32, and we're going to welcome in Parker Elder of the victorious and state tournament championship bound Little Dutch. Parker, congratulations on the win. How you feeling, buddy?
Thank you. I'm just feeling amazing right now. We've worked all season towards this, spent countless hours towards this as a little kid, and it's fun to get here.
Yeah, I mean, all the work that you've put in finally paying off, or at least to give you the opportunity to win a state title. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but let's talk about this game. You know, Sergeant Bluff Luton has really kind of been Pella's kryptonite of recent, right? I mean, you weren't around, but they knocked us out in 2017, beat you last year in the first round. What is it about this team that gave you troubles, and what did you guys think that you did better tonight to allow yourselves to get the win?
I truly think this was probably our best defensive game all season. We held them to three quarters with under 10 points, and then they slowed us down, which is what every team does to us, but they do it extremely well. And we didn't hit as many shots as we would like to, but still got the win, still got a lot of shots to go in.
And it seemed like you guys were comfortable playing at their pace. I mean, you slowed it right down with them, especially in the first half, but never got yourselves out of rhythm. It seemed like you guys were comfortable, even though you'd usually like to run it up and down the floor.
Yeah, I'd say after that first game, they tried to take us like out of transition, and then coming into this game, we're just calm, especially in this atmosphere, second game already, just calm and everything. The environment's crazy coming into this.
What is it like, you know, Majuk at 6'10" and his arms are like 14 feet long, right? And Lehman at 6'8". They've got a lot of size. We have very little size. How challenging was that for you guys tonight down there?
I'd say it's very challenging because especially when our shots are not falling, we went, 5 for 21 from three. So you try to get him a paint and then you got one guy who can just block anything close to him and another guy who's just right next to him. So it was incredibly hard, but we just got it done.
And you guys, but it seems like there's no fear for that either. I mean, you still attack, right? I mean, you're still going. Probably forces you to do it a little bit differently, knowing that there's somebody waiting to try to swat it away from you.
Yeah, you definitely got to alter your shot a little bit, but still got to go into them. It's still just another person.
You had the big dunk last night. Tell me, I didn't get a chance to talk to you after the game, but that was maybe a game-defining dunk. Tell me about what happened in that play or Tuesday night, I should say, in the win over Monticello.
Well, we about turned the ball over about three times in that possession. I look at Carl and just call for the ball. I see everything just clear out. They're going to all our free throw shooters, and I'm just wide open. So I look down the lane, and I see absolutely no one. Take two dribbles, just go dunk the ball.
That was a huge dunk. You got one here tonight as well earlier in the game, but I think kind of equally a big of a spot in the fact that the offense hadn't gotten going. It's 5-3. We're like midway through the first quarter, and you get a transition opportunity and take it home.
Yeah, I don't know. We, especially with just like getting a dunk, everything creates everything. The crowd gets louder. We start hitting more shots. Grant hit a three right after. It just creates everything going into it.
All right, last one for you, Parker. What do you think about Ballard tomorrow night and a chance to play for a state championship?
I think it'll be a really fun game because I believe they'll play with us in transition. We haven't been able to do that. So it'll be a very fun game. If the hoop will open up for us, hopefully get a win.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Parker. Appreciate
Thank
it, buddy.
You.
The hoop did open up a little bit for the Dutch, and they won a state championship, knocking off Ballard on Friday night. And then Ryan Mace, one of the seniors of the Little Dutch basketball team, came up to join us. You heard this interview first live last Friday on 92.1 KRLS.
Joining us now on KNIA KRLS is Pella High senior state champion Ryan Mace as the Little Dutch knock off Ballard 68-59, and we're chatting here high above Wells Fargo Arena. Ryan, congratulations, my man.
Thank you very much.
What do you think about this one, buddy?
It's a dream come true. Just growing up in Pella, we came here a few times, and it's just incredible just to be able to play here, and first of all, and then just come out with the state champion.
Tell me about some of your memories of coming here as a younger kid. What do you remember about that?
I only came here a few times, and I watched people like Ryan Van Wyk and Nick Finney play. And it's incredible just to be able to play here and have the little kids in the community just look up to you, because I was once that kid.
So you come to Wells Fargo. I mean, are you out in the driveway thinking about this kind of a moment here?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's like I said, it's a dream come true because I used to sit on my driveway like you said and just dream of playing here in this situation in this environment, and it's just incredible to be able to actually play here.
So the final score, 68-59. Pella knocks off Ballard. You guys obviously had your hands full with a terrific team tonight against the Bombers, who, like many teams you play, presented you with some big-time size challenges, and you drew some of those assignments. You're down there battling low against 6'7", 6'7". Talk me through what those battles were like on the floor.
We just had to win our one-on-one battle tonight, and I think we did that pretty well. And our defense always translates to our offense, and we played good defense tonight, so that was huge for us to be able to go out in offense then.
You don't seem to have any fear of banging around or battling with anybody, chasing any rebound, trying to block any shot. Where does that toughness mentality for you, where do you draw that from?
I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for the team, and anything I can do to help the team win is what I need to do.
Team together, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Coach Schulte's instilled that. What does that mean to you to then have that translate into a team championship?
It's something that goes further beyond basketball, just knowing that we're always there for each other. We always have each other's backs, not only on the floor, but in the community, just in our everyday lives, and it's just brought us so close together, and it's just incredible just to see where we've ended up.
This is a total team victory, but you're a senior, Josh a senior, Grant a senior, Caleb, Maddie, Jasper. What does it mean to have been able to do this with guys that I'm assuming you've played ball with, been friends with, done things with for many, many years?
It's incredible. We've hung out, we've come to games together, and just being able to just have the opportunity and just sharing it with each other is just amazing.
What's next for you, Ryan? His senior, your football career is done at Pella, basketball career is over. What's going next after you finish celebrating this and enjoying a championship?
Off to Florida, and then I'm going to be playing baseball this summer. So.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to seeing you on the diamond. Congratulations on a state championship, my man.
Thank you so much.
That's Ryan Mace of the Pella High boys basketball team. Little Dutch win the state title over Ballard here on Friday night, 68-59.
We hope that you enjoyed this look back at Pella's state championship victory through the eyes of junior guard Parker Elder and senior forward Ryan Mace. For the Radio Sports page and KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Trevor Castle.